Okay. So the first pasuk, Shir Hashem, Shir Hashem, Asher L'Shloimoi. Rashi, Shir Hashem, Asher L'Shloimoi. Shana Rabu Seinu, Kol Shloimoi. So I don't know if this is in the brackets I have. If you have the Kosher Lehem Loma Miyachso Achar Oviv Kamei B'Mishle V'Koheles Loma Loi Miyachso. In other words, it should mention his name, his father's name. So it says no. It says here the Shloimoi means so Amurim B'Shir Hashirim Koidesh Melech Shahasholoim Shloi.
Are you first Rashi?
First Rashi. That's Hashem. The Melech Shalom Shaloi. Shalom, I guess, is peace. Is Shleimus. Is everything all together? There's no. Let's see what he says. No, that's just he brings the Gemara. Okay, Melech Shalom Shaloi. Shir Shehu Al Kol Hashirim Asher Nemala Kodesh Baruch Hu Mei Eis Adosoi VeAmoi Knesses Yisrael. This is a shir that he uses a language here, transcends. It's okay, it's me'al, it's al kol hashirim, greater than all the other shirim that HaKadosh, that were said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from by Knesset Yisrael. Okay, Omer Rabbi Akiva, and from what I remember looking in the sources once, that this Rashi collects from different midrashim, it's not all one, you know, he takes from here, takes from there, so I don't know how everything follows, but when Rashi puts it all together, l'chora, it should follow. So he says, Omer Rabbi Akiva, l'hoyo ha'olam kedai ke'yoyim shanitin bo'y shir hashirim li'Yisrael. All right, the world was never as worthy as the day that Shir Hashirim was given to Klal Yisrael. Shekol haksuvim kodesh, v'shir hashirim kodesh kodoshim. Says, because all the ksuvim, so again, that doesn't follow. What's the pshat? L'hoyo ha'olam kedai ke'yoyim shanit bo'y shirim. So shekol haksuvim. So I think this is a separate mimer, but Rashi writes it together. Shekol haksuvim kodesh, shir hashirim kodesh kodeshim. So that's the reason that the world was never as kedai.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, it's using as an assumption that the world is going to be at its pinnacle at times when we receive great ksuvim from Hashem.
What the what?
Obviously, the starting assumption is that the world is not going to be the world is going to be at its pinnacle at times when we receive extremely great ksuvim and matanos from Hashem.
No. Ksuvim kodesh. Oh, the ksuvim, not the shirim, the ksuvim.
That includes shirim.
Not to Helam.
No, everything.
So what are ksuvim? Ksuvim atilim. Ksuvim are mishle.
Is this hakdama?
It's hard to hear that. It's referring to just mamish ksuvim, like Tanakh.
So what does it mean?
Because then why does it mean? Stop. Why is that a riot that it's the most famous day?
Writing
Torah,
even
Torah.
Even
more
the ksuvim. What did I say? Ksuvim. What about this Torah? There's the Vim. Ksuvim.
Probably just means writings.
Yeah, maybe.
Once I saw once a nusach that said kol hashirim. Kodesh.
I can make it then.
There's something. Nobody
what
has
shirim,
that.
Are they like Perek Shira?
No, Kol Hashirim. Oz Yoshir, Shiras Dvoiro, Shiras what?
But still, it's still the question.
No, then what you said, no.
What is the Nafka?
So then the Pshat would be like this. If it's Kol Hashirim, the Pshat is like this. Shira is the ultimate, because what's the ultimate expression of my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's when you say Shira, when you express the appreciation. Until you express the appreciation, you haven't solidified that. The Ralbag says that by the Shiras Hayam, he says that if they hadn't said the Shira after they went through the Yam Suf, then something would have been lost in that Chizuk HaYamuna that they had. What do you mean? Vayaminu Hashem Amesh Avdoi, they reach the highest levels, but there's something when you express it, when you say it in Shira, you say it as praise. Where's Nehemiah? When you sing it, you know what I mean. It has a different power. But here he's saying Kol HaKsuvim, so I don't know. Maybe he means the Shirim of the Ksuvim.
Why can't it just mean Stam writings?
So what is it Kol
everything, all the other Sfarim that people wrote.
Kol HaKsuvim doesn't mean Ksuvim. No.
Writings. That's what it means.
No.
All the
Ksuvim
writings.
Kol HaKsuvim Kodesh. Bishir Hashirim Kodesh Kodoshim? That's the Mishnah? Yeah? Okay, so then it's. So what again? So what is the Ksuvim?
think they're talking about Pesuvim over here. Mamish
Kohelet. So then you need to explain as to why that would make sense. Why does that mean they should Eino Olam
Kedai? Wait. What's Pshat in the world wasn't Kedai? I mean, the world was like bad?
I don't know. If Shira Shirim is Kedesh Kodoshim.
What was the world like? It was like just. Well,
last time you said
you were doing better Lord Hashem, right?
What?
Was it a Sibra or the Simon that we got Shir Shirim?
Rashi's going to continue more. Let's go. It's a different mimer, but let's go. Omer Rabbi Loza ben Azaria. Lemoha dova doime. Lemelech shenotol so chitin usona lenachtim. He took a measure of wheat and he gave it to a baker. Omer loy. Hoitzili kach v'kach soiles. Take out so much soiles, fine flour. Kach v'kach subin, so much bran. Kach v'kach mursan, even coarse bran. V'soli salik b'teicho gluski yo achas. And sift out for me the finest, purest thing to give me one roll, one little gluskia, afas, a bulka, menupo meula, which is sifted and superior. Kach kol aksuvim kodesh, v'shirashirim kodesh kodoshim. He says, so to all the ksuvim a kodesh, shirashirim is kodesh kodoshim. Why? Shekula yira shamayim v'kibud ol malchuso. So here's the answer. The answer is because Shir Hashirim is kuloi Yerushalayim v'kibulo malchusai.
Other ones are not.
That's the point. In other words, the other ones maybe not kuloi. Maybe there's other things. Shir Hashirim is kuloi. That's
what
all
else
it is.
Yerushalayim and
it's not kuloi. Shir Hashirim kodesh shekol shekuloi. It's all. It's
okay. So I'm saying the other ones that are not all.
The other ones are not all.
What are they? Part of them are for entertainment, and some is for
not entertainment, but it's not Yerushalayim v'kibulo malchusai. It's a piece of history. Something took place. Things that you can learn lessons from, but it's not kulay. Every word, every kulay. Every ois, every word, every letter, every trop, every tag. I don't know. It's kulay kodesh kodoshim. That's what he seems to say.
Why over there? It's
so
not kulay.
Seems to what?
Because
it's not.
It's over there, it's
no,
not.
No, it's not. It's just not. He says it. Look, in other Sforim, there are other things. It's besides just Yerushalayim. Even Kohelis has advice about many other things. It's not just, this is pure Yerushalayim, the Kabbalah of Malchusa. Therefore, it's Kodesh Kodesh. Let's stop it. Now comes the question. Where's the Yerushalayim? Shir Hashirim, if you had to say one word about what Shir Hashirim is completely, it's completely Ahava. That's all it is. Yeah. So Lemaisa Yankee, he explains it later. He explains it with a different memory, so I don't know. That's what's confusing me. When he brings Omer Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, he says, that whole marshal, he says, Kach kol ha'ksuvim kodesh, Shir Hashirim kodesh kodoshim. Why? Shekula Yerushalayim v'kib lo malchusai. So it seems that Shir Hashirim, in terms of it has a unique status, because since it's totally kodesh kodoshim, it's totally Yerushalayim v'kib lo malchusai. That's all it is. There's nothing else there. Nothing else. There's no in the other ksuvim. There's other wisdoms. There's a maybe there's also the other Megillus. There's a story. There's the story of Ruth. There's the story of Esther. There's lessons and everything. But this is kulay every word. Like we found, every Rashi came out is full of this yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, what Eli asked, and that's the question that always bugs everybody. Yerushalayim v'kib lo malchusai. There's not one word about Yerushalayim or Kabbalah or Malchus Shamayim in the direct sense that we know them. All it talks about is love. So the Teretz is what you must say is that the really the foundation, in other words, the love is that which when you talk about Yerushalayim and Kabbalah or Malchus Shamayim, that really is an outgrowth or a result of some form of this love. The loving relationship is really the basis for Kabbalah Samach Shemaim Yerushalayim. Kabbalah Samach Shemaim is very easy to understand because Kabbalah Samach Shemaim should be based on love. V'horaya, every time we're Makabal Malchus Shemaim, first we say Avo Rabo, Abichibam Yisrael, Avo, Ava Soilam, Oyevam Yisrael, and then we say the Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, which is the first parsha of Shema. So, and even the first parsha of Shema, why don't we Makabal Malchus Shemaim? V'haftas Hashem Elokecha. What? No, because it's all based, all Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. What is, why, you're supposed to be Makabal Malchus Shemaim, Me'ava. Habichibam Yisrael, Be'ava, and we have V'haftas Hashem Elokecha. That's what it is. Kabbalah Samach Shemaim is that because of the loving relationship that I have with Hashem, love dictates that I want to do everything that He asks of me. And love is, this is a very strange kind of a love, because I also know that the one I love, who I want to do everything He asks of me, everything He asks of me is only for my own benefit. So it really all comes back to me. So, but I in fact, that's a more of a reason to love Him. I want to do everything because you know how much He loves me? That the only thing He ever asked of me is that I should do things for my own benefit. So that's a unique kind of a relationship. Imagine if a marriage relationship was like that. Wow, you know what I mean? Each person, the fullest of love, and that all that love is, what do they want? They want to do what the other one wants. All, why? So that the other one should be able to, so that the other one wants them to do what they want in order that they should be better off. Everybody wants for the other one's benefit. So that's a very, very, that's a Malchus Shemaim. What about Yira? So Yira, the only thing, the closest thing that I was able to find is the Orchos Tzadikim. The Orchos Tzadikim in, I always forget where. It's either in the Shar HaSimcha or in the Shar, no. It's the Shar HaSimcha or the Shar Avedis Elikim. Or Yira Shemaim. Yira Shemaim, maybe one of those. He says over there very clearly, he says that the Yira that we have, this that may be one of the highest levels of Yira, is the fear of losing the relationship. It's not a Yira of punishment. It's not a Yira of like this, just this awe, overwhelming awe, but it's we have a relationship. There is an Ava. We're afraid to lose that relationship. So therefore, the Shir HaShirim, if that's the case, is Kula Yira Shamaya V'Kibbal Ol Malchusay, because since it's all talking only about love, love is the foundation of that. When the deeper the love that I have with Hashem, the more fear that I have of losing that relationship. I wouldn't want to do anything to compromise the relationship. When you have that deep-rooted love, you don't want to do anything to compromise the relationship. And when I have that deep-rooted love, I want whatever you want. Anything, whatever I want to do, all I want to do is to bring you nachas ruach. That's the lotion that they have in the Kabbalah Sforim, and they have in the Hasidim have a lot of those things in there. They say, you know, to bring nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch. We even say it in some of our stuff, but they say it more in the Yeshem Yichuds and all those things. Nachas, lasas nachas ruach lefonof. And that comes out of the depth of love. If I don't really love, I'm not interested in nachas ruach. I'm not interested if I lose the relationship or not. Who cares? I don't need it. It's nothing. So the more I deepen the love, the more that I feel the benefit of that. Of that Kabbalah Samach Shemaim and Yira Shemaim, because I want it so much because of the love. I think.
So it's a year of love.
Yeah, I think. Can we do another pasuk? No, I guess not. It's late. Okay, so maybe we should try 35. We should try to start next time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're up to here. What's today?
35. What? November 13th.
11.
11-13-2019.
Okay. Shkoyach.